So yesterday, we took part in the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association Guardsmen for a Day. It happened on a Joint Base Cape Cod, and it was a really kind of an interesting day for them to take radio people like us and put us into the environment of what it would be like to be a member of the Massachusetts National Guard. And when we got there, first of all, I want to say hello to Major, Master Sergeant Allen. He was great, and his whole troop there is they were all fantastic. What they had set up for us when we got there was some different challenges.
It was like field day for you guys.
Yeah, it was kind of like we went to camp. And
literally.
And then had to do all these things that basically they dumbed it down for us. Let's be honest.
They really did.
But some basic things and some basic tests that they do, strength tests, rifle shooting, that kind of stuff, to see how it would be if you were a member of the National Guard. And again, these men and women who do this, first of all, they have a lot of great programs from the Army National Guard that you may want to consider if you're in high school or college, whatever the case is, because they will actually pay for some of your state colleges. I mean, if you become a member of the Guard, there's a whole bunch of stuff you could look up and get more details at if you go to nationalguard.com/MA or if you go to @MassNationalGuard on social, and you can see all the different programs they have. This may be something if you love the outdoors, if you love to be physically fit, if you love your country and your state and you want to, help out and support and protect all your fellow citizens, this may be something you may want to do. So we went there yesterday, and when we got there, first of all, we were late a little bit. We held up, by the way. You and I and Joe held up the whole thing.
Oops.
It was supposed to start at 9:30. We didn't get there till
almost 10.
Yeah, almost 10. And they went.
Fashion would be late, whatever.
There were TV stations there, other radio stations there from across the state and whatever. So, Rhode Island, yep. So we got there, and they had this whole thing set up for us. First thing you got to do is sign a waiver. Uh-oh. that's your first indication that this may be a little bit more than you thought. But they were very good. They said, listen, if you can't do it, if it's too, if don't take on a challenge you can't do, we don't have people to save you. So
yeah, and it's going to take a while before any ambulance gets down here, so I don't want to have to, save you.
He said, I can do it, but I really don't want to. Okay, that's all good.
It was my favorite.
So our first, the first thing it's a challenge course.
Yeah, you threw a medicine ball over your head as far as you could throw back behind you.
And there was like these lanes, and you threw it back, and then they told you what was passing and what was not passing if you passed. I actually passed that.
Yeah, you did pass that.
The medicine ball. There were some guys there, I swear to God, I don't know his name, I think it was Tarzan. The guy
who, Tarzan, yeah, he was
the
crazy.
Blonde hair and the blue.
Yeah,
I think he's on TV. I'm not sure. Anyway, but he was in phenomenal shape. Like, you looked at it and you're like, teacher's pet. Like, you could tell.
What are you doing here?
So we did the medicine ball. Then we did this challenge. It was like four different things in a row. First, you had to run down to the end of the cones and run back. Simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to pull a 90-pound weight all the way down the track and all the way back. Like, pull it like running backwards. Like you were carrying a member of your unit out of the battle or something like that.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And
people weigh more than 90 pounds, so.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't think I would have done it.
And I think they gave you the lightweights.
My quads is still just hurting today. Then they gave you these medicine balls, and you had
to skip dumbbells. Sideways to go back and forth, remember?
Yeah, that was after, I think it was after medicine balls. It was medicine balls first, whatever it was. So we had, then.
You pulled your person, then you skipped sideways, and then you grabbed the like the
those dumbbells,
yeah,
which were hard. The minute I took one up, I picked them up. I mean, that's what I knew was going to be a problem.
It was so funny because Jen from our sister station went first, and she's sister station in Providence, and she was doing it, and everyone's yelling at her, run, Jen, you can run when you pick up the medicine balls, run. Kevin's yelling at her to run. I was like, Kevin, I think she knows she can run. She probably physically can't run. So when it was Kevin's turn, I was yelling, run, Kevin, run, no. You can do it. He's like, shut up, Nina.
No, there's no one. And they're like, and when you come back, just place the balls down easy. Throw these out. Then you had to run back and forth again. It was quite a...
What was your time, like 2:30?
2:40, 44, 42, something like that. The passing was 2:30. I didn't get the passing.
Who were you racing, Doug?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He was like in 215, 220. So he wasn't that much more than me. But then we did push-ups, and I actually did pretty well in push-ups.
You did.
Me and Jen actually tied in push-up for the groups.
She was awesome. All the guys stopped doing push-ups, and she just kept going.
Yeah, and then we had these obstacle things where you had to like climb up ropes and climb up different things or go on the ground and crawl and all that. Man, I'm telling you, I picked a few, And then some I've looked at, I'm like, no.
If you want to see Kevin try to jump a wall. Actually, you did get over the wall.
I got over the wall. I told the guy, there's no way I'm going to do this. And I got the leg over and because I'm vertically challenged. I'm 5'7". I can't. Some of these guys 6'2". It's like there's nothing.
Literally hop right over it.
And then there's one. Yeah, you had to jump onto this bar, up on this bar, and pull yourself over and flip. I couldn't. I kept falling.
You tried.
I tried.
But we did get you a video of you going over the wall, the little tiny wall.
The one where I put my foot over?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
On our Instagram page.
Yeah, and then I pulled off an A-team. Dun, 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 dun. I was so excited. It was so great.
It was so funny.
But I almost fell because my legs were hurt. So sure. We did a little bit more, too. Let's take a quick break. We'll tell you about the shooting part of the exercise, which happened right after we had all the climb. Exactly. We're climbing. We're sweating. We're out of breath. All right, shoot a gun. Oh, yeah, this is going to work.